when you had your gardens and your cotton and your corn and stuff, what would you call it, your where you planted it?
Corn patch, cotton patch, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see a lot of people around
corn patch, watermelon patch, just things like that. Mm-hmm.
Did they, you know, use anything to keep other people from going into that?
What is that?
Did they use anything to keep other people from coming into their house?
No more than just lock the doors.
Well, how about these little enclosed things around the house? What do you call it? A fence?
Oh, we had, some people had fences. Mm-hmm. Oh, why? And some just had, you know, some had their yards wide in or peeling, you know, picking dry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
What kind of fences did you have?
Around the yard?
Uh-huh.
Well, some people have this wide in, some didn't have anything around the yard. Just, you know, straight yard. And some had picket fence around the yard.
What about these fences that they have now, made out of what?
Well, they didn't have fences like that. They didn't have that fancy wire at that time. They just had pickets and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What about the fences that were made out of wood?
Well, that's wood.
Picket fence?
Palings. You take the palings and they make a picket out of them at the top. That's why they call them picket fence. But they're palings and make them out of.
What about the ones that have the pieces of wood that were zigzag? Do you have a special name for them?
Talking about this ranch style. No, we didn't have the ranch style then, just plain, you know, just plain boards. I mean, fences like that. And then barbed wire around the big, you know, portions of land.
Well, did you ever make your walls or fences out of stone?
Well, not so much of that then, in those days. You're talking about the cement, things like that, or blocks. They didn't have them at that time.
How about made
of rock? Well, sometimes they'd have rocks, you know, a rock walk or something like that.
Let's see. Well, you know, when you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig the holes. But what do you call them?
Post.
Wood part.
Post. Uh-huh. You dig a hole and have them so far apart, and then you put the posters in there, and you have. And it'd have to be two men pulling the wire. And they pull that wire around it. One nail it. You know, and to the post. And that's it. And it would be barbed wire.
How about your little tools you used around your house and your yard?
Well, in those days, we didn't have these different tools and things. And we just used a hoe. The chopped grass, things like that, and swing blades. They were different swing blades in those days, not like they have now. It was a long handle on it, and you just knocked the grass down like that.
Did you have running water?
No, we had wells, and some had a well drilled deep, and it was a pump you put down in there, and then you could have running water in the house. And have you, and had bathrooms too, but that was later on.
Well, how would you carry, what would you carry your water in from?
Well, in a pail, bucket.
What's the difference in a pail and a bucket?
Well, a bucket is a pail, you know. They're
both
about the same.
Are both of them made out of the same thing?
Some tin, some wood. And some people had those pumps, and you've seen, and just stand and pump the water out, you know. Well,